Hi, I'm Scott Hansman, and it's Azure Friday. I'm here with Dan Rosanova, who's going to explain to me Azure Service Bus. So we are in the, we're in Visual Studio. There we go. So we go into the management console, and I make it. This is just one of the services, Service Bus.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah, you go into Azure, and your services will all be on the left, and Service Bus will be midway through that list.
And when I think of Azure, I think of websites, and I think of VMs and things like that. Where does this fit into that larger scope?
I'd say the analogy would be pretty close to websites in the fact that it's a PaaS offering, so platform as a service, rather than VMs, which is more of an infrastructure as a service.
Mm-hmm. So I don't have to think about any virtual machines, or it's a thing.
Yep.
It's out there and it works for me.
Yep, it just runs.
Okay, cool. And what do? I just make one and I put it in a certain location?
You do pick a location along your way, but everything you do in Service Bus is going to revolve around a namespace. And so what we're actually going to create right now is our namespace for this, okay. And we'll call this Azure Fridays.
And this has to be unique across anyone or just my account?
Pretty much everywhere.
No one has ever done Azure Fridays.
I don't know.
They've done Azure Friday?
Let's see. No, I guess not.
But if you pick it, though, I can't have it.
Yeah, because you're going to find it through the full namespace.
And I see you've got different regions here. If I'm going to do something in West U.S., do I want my Service Bus to be there also?
Absolutely. Yeah, you want as close a locality as you can. If you've got a really big application, you'll want a few different locations to keep your data local.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so we make one, and that's reserved. Activating.
It takes just a second. This one's usually fairly quick.
I know we can delete them. There are some things in Azure you can't delete, right? Like Active Directories and things.
Oh, yeah, you can delete this. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. And so this is going to be the root for everything in here. And when it's done creating, I'll be able to get some important information I'm going to need off it. This information, which I'll need for a little bit later.
Okay.
But as you can see, now we've got our new namespace. And within it, we've got all of our pieces for Service Bus. So we've got queues and topics and relays and notification hubs.
So when someone says Azure Queues, they mean Azure Service Bus queues.
Yes.
Are these three separate things, or are they all parts of the larger thing?
They're really sort of a way to think about it is analogous, I can't say topics because one of them's called topics, concepts that are similar, and they're all publish subscribe or messaging-based patterns, messaging-based implementations. So queues is going to be a specific type where you write to a queue so the sender knows where they're sending and the reader knows where they're reading from.
Okay.
Topics is going to be a pub-sub model, which is a little bit different, where the sender sends to just some place and then the receivers all get from different places.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can do multicast or routing with that.
And then relays?
Relays are really more of a communication technology. They are the most different of these because they're really just sort of a tunnel to get around network issues, firewalls, things like that.
Mm-hmm. So the namespace is the container in which all these things are held, but I might write an application and only use queues.
Yes,
right,
absolutely.
And never touch anything else.
Absolutely.
And things don't necessarily jump between each of these, do they?
No, they don't.
Okay, so I'm not going to put something in a queue and then a relay gets involved or anything like that?
You could if you want to get more complex, but you don't need to.
Okay, so these are message passing patterns, I think was the word that you used.
Yes, tools for that. Patterns is probably the best.
And I can talk to these with anything at all? I mean, you've got different SDKs here. I can say install the SDK. Can I use it with more than just .NET?
Yes, you can, actually. And we have SDKs for all of the same platforms that most of Azure, I think all of Azure supports, so Java, Python, PHP, Node.js, things like that. And you can also hit most of these and all of the Service Bus ones with just HTTP. Increasingly, though, the way we're moving and our client, our .NET client, uses is through AMQP.
AMQP?
The Advanced Message Queuing Protocol.
Okay.
It's an ISO and OASIS standard for messaging.
Hmm.
So it's gaining broad support. It just became an ISO standard, I think, within the last year. But it's been under about 12 years, 13 years of development.
So does that mean at some point I would write an application that would speak AMQP?
Yes.
And then Azure and Service Bus would support that, and it wouldn't matter that it was Azure or not. It would be swappable.
Absolutely, and it wouldn't matter if it's even Service Bus, because AMQP is a binary, like wire-level protocol, so you can use it with Apache Cupid, for instance, is a client that we use natively to test all of the Service Bus pieces.
So is something like Service Bus a good way to do cross-language integration if I had like a Ruby app that generated some messages and a .NET app that wants to hear about those or act on those?
It's definitely a good way to do that, and it's also a good way to get distributed applications in place, because not only are you crossing platforms there, but likely you're crossing process boundaries and machine boundaries and things like that. And that's really where you're going to want to use the service bus tool set to help you out.
Mm-hmm. But it's more than an inter-process communication. It's a higher level than that.
Exactly.
Okay. And these distributed systems have to deal with messages getting lost and bad actors and all that kind of stuff?
Precisely. You get a lot of flexibility in the messaging models that we'll look at in service bus that let you decide how durable you want your messages, how long you want to keep them for, things like that, how important they are, basically, mm-hmm. When you're processing them. And you'll make decisions on those for your specific application.
Mm-hmm. And I know because I've used SignalR, which is a real-time communication mechanism that has direct connections where, you know, my phone will talk directly to a website, that there's this notion of session, and then if I hit another machine, well, those machines aren't connected, so I'm going to have to make a new session, and they'll use service bus as a backplane. Is that a common technique for, like, whether it be sessions or this notion of a backplane?
They can be. We have a lot of ways that you can handle sessions. There is a session concept in service bus that you can use to keep messages sort of tied together and in sequence within a session.
Oh.
That's a pretty advanced concept for service bus, though. But there are also other things you can use, like correlations. So you get a lot more flexibility, actually.
Okay, so I know that the concept of a session isn't inherently scalable.
Precisely.
Okay. I could tell that's what you wanted to say.
Yeah.
So this is really for making loosely coupled distributed applications that can act on messages from anywhere.
Yes, and scale extremely well.
Okay. Is there like a hello world that we can do to get started?
There absolutely is. And because I think it's kind of funny to do so, I want to do my hello world with Python.
Because Python is funny? Or just
No, I like Python a lot, actually, because it's really easy to read. And it's a good demonstration, I think, that Service Bus is not, like a lot of the PaaS offerings in Azure, it's not targeted just to Microsoft clients or recipients. It's really a cross-platform service that you can use from anything.
Cool. Non-denominational.
That's a good way to put it. So if I come in here and create a new Python application, let's make these all in AF. To make my life a little easier, and we'll just call it queues.
All right.
And you know what?
That's creating an app
from an existing default, yes. And
so you've installed Python tools for Visual Studio, which is free and open source. But certainly, this could be done in anything you want. And this, in this case, will be done using CPython, not IronPython. In case anyone's paying attention. This is not necessarily the .NET implementation of Python. He's using the proper version of Python here.
Which is the one I'm most experienced with. So.
Even better.
Yeah.
So then there's a Python library that you brought down?
Yes, there is. And actually including it in here is quite easy. When you install it, which is through Web Platform Installer, you actually get all of the pieces you need. It's in your Python directory.
Oh, really? So you don't have to go digging for it.
Yeah, there are libs there. The actual raw source code is there, too. So it's compiled Python module, but you can actually see the raw source code and recompile it yourself if you wanted to change anything.
Okay, cool.
And so once we've imported this module, we're free to use all these pieces within here. And the one we really need to do is service bus, if I could spell that right, service equals new. And here I'll be able to name the parameters that I want to use for this. So we called ours, what was it? It was
Azure Friday.
Namespace equal Azure Fridays. Account key. This was, I said there were some important things that we need out of that portal.
This is the unique key that lets you access that, like an API key.
Yes, exactly. And this is the one unique thing I need to come back here and get. I will delete this namespace as soon as we're done because I don't want other people playing with that.
You know, we always say that, but I don't think anyone ever does. I wonder if people are watching this show and immediately go, I'm going to use that to do evil. Okay, cool.
And our last parameter then will be issuer. So just like we saw on the portal there, my issuer is owner. And now we're actually connected up to our namespace.
All right.
Did I not close one of these? All right. Oh, you know, I've been doing too much C# lately.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah, there's no new. So I'm going to do hello world from FirstBus queue. And now all we need to send a message is to create a message object. And I can give it anything I want. And
that could be a string or a serialized object or
absolutely. This particular overload's taking a string. Usually when I'm doing this, I would send JSON. Mm-hmm. And we can, if we have a minute, look at what that looks like in Python.
We'll
in
do
Python.
That in another, in the 102 version of this.
Yes,
this
fair enough. And so here, send queue message. And I need to give it the name of my queue, which I'm going to call, let's say, my queue. And my message that I want to send.
Okay, and then the name of that queue is going to get automatically created. You didn't have to make that.
That will not. I can create it from the same class, from the same service bus. I can create a queue right from here. Which, you know what, I guess I'll do that to not bother going back into the portal.
I see.
I actually like the portal experience a lot, but this is a little bit quicker.
So you can prep the container, make that queue ahead of time, or you can make it programmatically.
Yes, and I generally prefer, especially for simple things like this, to make it ahead of time.
Okay.
And now if I run this.
Okay.
Oh, and I probably got, yep.
Message.body should be of type bytes.
Type bytes. What did I? Oh, you know what? And I know what I did here. I did not change something. My default on this machine for Python is 3.4, and I want to use 2.7.
Why is that?
The language changed a little bit between those two versions, and the syntax I use, since I never really learned the new one, is all 2.7. And now, when I run this, this will just finish up. And say nothing at the end. I think it'll say press any key
and
continue.
Can we find your message in the...
We can, and that's where the portal is going to come in useful again now, is now when I come in here, I can actually see I have a queue, my queue.
Yeah, current size, 184 bytes.
Yep, and I can see there's one message in there.
Rock on. Yeah. Hey, we're learning all about Azure Service Bus here on Azure Friday.